The feel of concrete through the thin mattress on the floor. The rattle of a truck on the street so loud it makes the dirty windowpane tremble. Sporadic voices and clattering heels on the asphalt. Sirens on Atlantic Avenue. Heat pressing down. Your pulse echoing between the brick walls. The key in the door. Yasmin sits up. She is immediately wide awake, eyes open, ready for anything, or almost anything. All those sounds, and the light from the streetlight falling over the floor. Darkness, reflections, and signals that she can't identify immediately. Just a key in the door. She looks around, pulls yesterday's black tank top over her head, steps into a pair of jeans, runs her hands through her thick, dark hair, and stands up quietly. The rough floor is surprisingly cool against the soles of her feet. The lock jams and tick, 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 tick. The key is forced in and turned. The sound echoes through the empty apartment. Blue light from the street flickers in through the windows and over the half-finished canvases leaning against the walls. It's the middle of the night. How long has she been sleeping? Has she even slept at all? The jet lag crackles inside her. It's as if all her senses were being filtered through a weak radio frequency, making her slow and sluggish. She shakes her head again, trying to clear the noise, before she starts moving softly toward the sound at the door. Outside, the sirens fade away down the cracked asphalt, leaving something that resembles calm in their wake. Now only the sound of the key in the lock. She moves closer to the door, so close that her lips touch the metal, and she whispers in Swedish, "David, is that you?" She still has remnants of airplane air in her lungs, and her voice is dry and hoarse. The key stops scratching in the lock. "Yasmin," he says from the other side. The way he says her name, the flustered intonation and the aggressive, impatient tone, everything they've built is destroyed in an instant. She turns the bolt, and the door crashes open. David looks almost normal, almost like he did a week ago. The same gently curved lips, the same deep furrow in his brow, same collarbone and the dimple on his left cheek, the shaved head, the same gray t-shirt with the same spots of spray paint and ink, the same jeans in thick old denim that she bought him in Shibuya on her first trip to Tokyo. But there's also the stubble and the dirty nails, the shifty gaze and the grinding jaw.
"Yasmin, baby."
He throws his arms wide, steps over the threshold, his teeth bright yellow in the glow from the street. She backs up a step and turns away from his attempt to embrace her.
"Baby, I didn't realize. What time is it?"
he says in English. He touches his wrist in search of a watch that isn't there, pats his pockets, looking for a cell phone, finally finds it, takes it out, and pushes its buttons frantically, but gets no reaction.